Let's begin with my objective. To cooperate with you. To explore a trigger. Conditioning comes from a place of trance, but a trance state is something you can do to yourself. Something you do to yourself anyway, and I just assist by providing options, directions, ideas, and I help to put you in the state, help you to put you in the state that you're going to return to when the trigger is enacted, activated, when it is brought to your mind. Everything we do here, every rule, trigger, or idea I lay out alongside you, it's a cooperative experience. It's something for both of us. I'm helping by putting words to thoughts you already have, but I'm only helping you. You're the one opening your mind, accepting the proposal that you might enter a desirable and abiding trance. In short, you're the one generating those instructions, creating that impetus in your system. Of course, it could come from the fact that the words are persuasive, or they are tempting, or they give you the right kind of thoughts. I don't need to be presenting the whole idea. It can come partway from you, and partway from me. The impetus might flow cooperatively and in a magnifying way alongside my instructions, but it's your impetus, the thrust of your ideas, your desires. So for this particular hypnotic trance, we're partners. We're working to bring you to a specific place, and your role, which you are in charge of and which you have control over, is to enter a state where my suggestions, suggestions we both know and approve of, and which only have meaning because we meet each other halfway, where those suggestions may take hold as a memorable part of you for later use and instruction. So to actualize this reality, well, a few deep breaths help. Listening closely to my words, realizing I respect and appreciate you coming here for this experiment, this idea, this triggered world we're going to build together. Hypnosis works excellently when it's part of teamwork toward an interesting purpose, rather than you passively laying there and hearing words, which, yes, they might tempt, they might trance, they might assist, but it's a lot better when a trigger, a modification, something that'll help you in your everyday life or enable you to explore and experience unique sensations or ideas beyond the norm, it's helpful when these things, outside your usual habits, come from both of us. The easiest hypnotic suggestions to employ, to embed, are those which serve some kind of purpose. The purpose doesn't have to be the highest or best purpose available to you. Just any purpose which can be integrated into your experience, into how you see yourself and how you're comfortable exploring. So let's talk about libido, lust, arousal, the underlying system which, yeah, it's tied into and it perhaps innovates through your everyday. Only you know your experience, but I think so. And a powerful libido can have benefits. It integrates nicely with hypnotic enjoyment. It appeals to you and to others who might see your desire. It empowers you, grants energy, opens up the availability of sensation. If you know you can feel something intense, powerful, and you broadcast that to others, they might want to explore where such a powerful urge, lust, libido can take them. It's positive and beneficial to allow your arousal to show and to flow at appropriate times. But just as correctly, you might put away your urges, your deeper, more lustful thoughts, in order to render parts of your life more whole, more prioritized, more accessible, to turn your energies elsewhere by shutting something off like a switch. You might put away even the sensations informing and underlying that self-same arousal. Arousal, integrated through the body and mind, tied in some ways to the merely physical, but definitely linked to the mental processes you use to carry yourself throughout the day. When it's good, it's very good, but when it's a hindrance, when it's in the way, it is a powerful one, a powerful block. So what if you could put it away? Switching it off. Changing each part of you which might be a source of arousal into a part of your body which serves your aim, your intellectual, metacognitive goal instead. Thinking about how you think and shuffling some things around to do it better. That's primarily your goal. You do what you must. The arousal, the libido, will come at the right time. The right time being when it's necessary and possible. When the circuit is complete. A switch like circuits running through you. A switch tied to the idea of arousal itself. It's either on and working, or it's just off and the parts are powered down. At every moment you go through, if you were in that swapped, switched state, you'd find your arousal absent. You might notice at first, but if you followed this model over time, you'd integrate, build, and grow a set of responses for when you are the you who has arousal switched off, and when you are the you who can feel that full panoply of arousing sensation, even if it gets in the way of other thoughts. There's a time when you fill this one role, and a time when you fill another, and a trigger in between makes the difference. You will be someone with a clear switch between these two states of you. Still you, just filling different roles. The role of integrated arousal, and then putting it away when it's time to do something else. Changing each part of you which might be a source of arousal, changing it to a part of your body which does what it must when the time arises. Every moment you go through, you'll find that arousal has either more place or less. Two roles, two ways you could switch, changing the tracks. There is a place powerfully tied to pleasure, but which you are unlikely to accidentally switch on. What if the switch were to place a finger, a toy, something, anything in your rear, your butt squeezing down, completing the circuit? There's a button in there that gets hit and you change roles. That's what turns your arousal back on, placing something in there. If you're in the role where you become aroused only when the switch is pushed, then you need something to stimulate your butt in order to get all your erogenous zones going. All will be as it were before, when you're in that role and you arouse yourself by placing something, having something placed in your rear, that will push the switch. Keep it pushed in. Keep it in. This is an alternative rule set that you sometimes operate by. That when the switch is pressed, your arousal is normal as it would be before. And when the switch is unpressed, arousal can be distant, unneeded, irrelevant, and you can be very focused on everything else. All the parts of you which would ordinarily experience erogenous, tangential pleasure, and the parts of you that experience primary pleasure, are either on or off. If the button in your butt is being pushed by a toy, a finger, by any stimulation, then those parts of you are on. You feel pleasure. And because you're going to be allocating it to a specific time, a specific trigger, you might feel a little more intense. This is a rule, a role. And creating that delineation, the you who behaves ordinarily and normally, versus the alternative rule set, where you find arousal to be absent unless and until something is pushing that button in your butt, that switch. The simplest and easiest type of trigger, toggling sensation on and off. You are, in your mind, and with awareness and a little bit of extra meditation, able to designate the terms of your own arousal. So I suggest a possible policy, a view of the current which runs through you. There are many parts of your body which can be stimulated, which bring you pleasure. And in your ordinary proceeding through life, your role is an ordinary role. And so those parts respond as they would if there were an absence of alternative rule sets. But when you're told, when you become aware, when you know, when the words are said, you have a butt switch, you have that switch back there, which when pushed activates arousal, and otherwise it is absent. Then you shift roles. You slide over to a different way of proceeding. What if you had a switch in your arousal system? A simple toggle. When arousal, horniness, is sent through your system, before it arrives at your brain and influences your body, your thinking, your actions at all, you will subconsciously ask yourself a question. Right now, is there something pushing that button? Asking that question is integral, automatic, effortless. If there's nothing deliciously poking the button via your rear, pushing the switch, then you'd shrug and move on, because the circuit is interrupted and your role in that moment with the switch unpressed, if you have such a switch at the time, your role will be to set aside arousal to focus on other things. And this makes sense. This is desirable. That circuit, when it's in a non-functional state, means your erogenous zones and your primary sexual interaction are switched off. Even the mental component is irrelevant because you have something else to focus on. The active, deep breathing, little bit trancey, focused state of that role means that you're only going to get turned on when there's a very definite signal. And that's a desirable thing for your subconscious, for your conscious mind, to have a clear delineation, a clear gap between when it's time to get horny and when it's time to focus on something else. The thing sliding into your rear to push the button can be as small and simple or as complicated and stretching and warm and big as you comfortably enjoy. You know what you would like to feel, but it completes the circuit. It pushes the button. It toggles you on while it's there. All the other arousal systems will fire back up. Visualize them being just shut down, so anything that would normally turn you on just bounces away until the button is pushed, turned back on. Turning you on, all the parts of you that feel good, including the fantasies that inundate your brain, and the arousal and physical response between your legs, they'll switch right back on. Sliding something into your butt is the completion of the circuit, and the truth of this experience is that you're creating a rule, a role. And this is a nice rule, a nice addition to your life, to your thought process. It's one that appeals to me, but moreover, I would hope it appeals to you. If it is sexy, if it turns you on, if it makes you more able to accept that libido, which as I mentioned is quite alluring, then let yourself have that butt switch, that toggle which, when a toy touches it, turns on and then energizes your system. Every other time, erogenous zones powered down, the little spots of your body that might make you go wild now, which you might stimulate. Those parts of you can be off and then on. Anything entering your butt completes the circuit. The switch turns on, and when switched on, you can be turned on. Otherwise, sexual stimuli is neutral, without its usual context, and with, instead, an awareness that you're doing another important thing other than sex, which is focusing on your required actions, your day before you. Visualize that. The context of a sexual action draining away. It's just some neutral thing, making more room for the things you want to do right now, but leaving the option open later, keeping you in a good position where, when you're in this role, when this rule is in place, you can choose, or where, when your button is pushed, you will remember, oh, yes, you want it to get off. You want to enjoy yourself now while there's something in your rear, but any other time, until the button's pushed, until the conscious decision is made to toggle it, your libido, the circuit, it might just be off. You would still be in that role, the role of someone who has that switch, which when pushed will activate your libido. And of course, you can go back to the other role, the legacy model, how you acted before you cooperated to try out this change. There could be times when you just You don't have a butt switch. When there's nothing about stimulating your rear to turn you on or off, you just act the way you did before. But then there's that other role. The switch is in place, the circuit is open or closed, and arousal depends on which way it is. If you have a butt switch, then it needs to be pushed in order to allow arousal to arrive the way it normally would. And stimulation, too. More than mental, physical as well. Sometimes it'd be nice to store your arousal and do something else. That desire you have feeds in and reinforces the trigger. When that switch is there, it is a novel, normal, enjoyable alteration, precisely how you have arranged it and we have discussed it, feeling the fireworks in your head when that part is pushed, when it is pressed, your mind, your body, united in libido and arousal. Having something in your rear turns you on. Having that switch in your butt pushed completes the circuit and the aroused part of your body turn on or turn off. Anywhere that excites you sexually and which might put you into a fully aroused, sexually engaged state turns on when the button is switched, vanishes elsewhere. And each time that you hear, think, say, in a trusted context, you have a butt switch, it appears. You don't have a butt switch, it vanishes. There's a button in there, and it marks the change between one role and another. When you think of its existence, of its presence, the arousal drains from every erogenous and turned-on zone in you and becomes part of a stored response that will be freed later. There is the role where you are ordinarily able to become aroused. And then there's the role where that switch is needed. It all runs on a circuit which can be turned on or off by the presence of something in your butt. Having something in your rear pushes that switch and lets the fun begin. If it's there, that's the rule. The rule is that thinking about your butt switch existing and acknowledging, I have a switch that toggles arousal on and off, the realization of the anchor in your head, that is what makes you switch to the alternative role, where you're much more able to focus, much more able to keep yourself on task, because arousal waits for later. Arousal waits for when the button is pushed and the fireworks return. And this is a novel, normal, enjoyable thing that we together are crafting, proposing, experimenting with. See the structure in your mind. See the difference between the one role where you have a switch, which, when it's stimulated, turns on your arousal, and when it is untouched, leaves you more able to focus because erogenous zones, arousing thoughts, these things simply bounce off of a body not quite activated in terms of arousal alone. That button being pushed turns it on. And all these triggers, these ideas, these rules are easily accepted, enhanced, and enforced by your own mind, which wants to try out what this will be like. Wants to experiment, and all I need to do to remind you of that experiment, to reinforce it, to help you out, is give you these ideas and then remind you. This is a pleasant experiment with desirable results. When that switch is present, it can be pushed to ignite and activate your sexual response. When the switch isn't there, your sexual response is as it was before. And if it is there, and unpushed, unpressed, unstimulated, then your arousal response is gated away, locked away, absent completely. No real need for it, just leave it be. It'll be activated if you push the switch, but otherwise, your brain and body find arousal irrelevant and focus easier. All I need to do is remind you of this experiment, this agreement between us. And the triggered, anchored reminder that when you think about having it, I have a butt switch. I have a switch that controls arousal, libido, the ignition of erogenous response. When you think that, when you are told that, or when you tell yourself that, When you do these things with intention to ignite, awaken the anchor, trigger the response, it comes, and you end up in that other role. Your exploration of a different way of being, feeling, experiencing your own arousal, an exploration which belongs to you, can be changed by you, and will be experienced a bit differently from now on. Cement this, remember this, and in your own time, wake up, knowing you have that switch, and you can focus very well without arousal from bodily signals ever getting in the way. And then when something pushes the switch, that stored pent-up arousal returns to you, and you get to enjoy it. And you get to enjoy productivity too, experimentation, an alternative view of sexuality and self. Give it a try. You have that switch. And so you could go do something focused, acting upon your absence of that erogenous response. Or you could push the switch and see just what happens when you do.